truly blessed me, and he's blessed you as well. You know, the thing is, we are here on earth. We're here for a reason. People sometimes, you know, even myself, sometimes you have to kind of track back to understand really what that is. But we are here for a purpose, because when you are in your purpose, guess what? Somebody else is in their purpose. Well, you are here to help other people. Now, yes, there will be ups and downs. Yes, there will be challenges, struggles. All of us have that. You can't say you don't have that. That you like my, you'll be telling a fib, but you know what Grandmama really said, what a fib is. But you know, the thing is, you have to do what I say. You have to do what I live by. You have to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. You got to, for sure, don't stop, get it. You know, I am Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm the platform builder. The whole mission and purpose that we do here on Good Things Radio, radio and TV and all the platforms that we do, is we help other people share their visions, their dreams, their passions, and, of course, their purpose with the world. And I enjoy working with people that realize that one platform, one media, whatever you're speaking or talking on, is very important, because you never know who's listening, because it only takes one person to listen that you will be exposed to not just millions, but billions of people, okay? Now, the reason I talked a little bit about, yes, we do go through ups and downs, we're going to have a powerful conversation with an awesome, beautiful young lady today in regards to the, you know, the things that she's been through in life. One of the big topics will be domestic violence and how God, and I'm saying God, has helped her through this, and she is not stopping. She's getting it, okay? But we want to welcome. She's a motivational speaker. She's an author. She's a poet. She's a woman of God. She is a woman that really is not stopping. She is opening up millions of doors and impacting millions of people's lives. We want to welcome the awesome Michelle Ann Pillow to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I am here, Dr. Renee Sunday. How are you?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. I love that energy. We really going to have a good time here today.
I hope so.
We will.
Definitely.
Let's jump right on in, because I really want to get all this information in, because I'm really excited that you have really truly been blessed with so many different things that you do, the speaker, the poet, the author. But tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, just the awesome things and just things that, you know, that has gone on, you know, in your journey.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to do that. Well, basically, right now I live in the city of Atlanta. I'm originally from the city of Chicago, and right now I travel around the country. I'm a market researcher. That's what I do for a living. I do market research for companies such as Chick-fil-A, Panera Bread, Outback Steakhouse, Taco Bell. So I'm always in another city and state, so I do a lot of traveling. But before that, I talk a lot about, I'm an inspirational speaker, and I do a lot of talking about change and bringing about transformation in people's lives. I grew up in the city of Chicago, and my parents were, I think my father was 14 when my mom got pregnant. My mother was 15. I believe they both turned a year older before I was born. But both of my parents were addicted. They were both into drugs and into alcohol. And my mother actually became a drug dealer. She later became addicted to drugs and alcohol, has a wonderful story of transformation herself. My father was an alcoholic, but at the age of 7 and 8 years old, you know, he ran a production line where he actually sold marijuana out of the house. And because my parents, you know, I love my parents, but because they were addicted, before they got away from that, you know, they could be very abusive. They weren't attentive. There was a time when my mom had left home and nobody knew where she was at, so we basically went from home to home to home. People would be angry. Maybe she dropped us off and left us. So I grew up not feeling very loved or like there was much value, and some people even said there was no potential to my life. They said that my mother's kids were going to turn out to be prostitutes, whores, addicted to drugs and alcohol, you know, just like my parents, and painted a picture that there was no hope for me and my siblings. So as a result of that, none of us ended up actually being addicted to drugs and alcohol, but at a very young age, it was my grandparents that encouraged me to have a relationship with God. And even though I never got into drugs and alcohol, because I believe because my parents were so abusive, that was all I was familiar with, was abuse. So I got into relationships. I've been married twice, and I often say twice, I was twice a battered wife, and then God showed me my value. So I left home having no idea who I was, no self-esteem, no value, looking for love in all of the wrong places. And so I got involved with men who, not intentionally, but I got married. They were both men who were in the church. But, you know, in my lifetime, I've been thrown out the front door with no clothes on. I know what it feels like to have feel like life leaving your body. One of my husbands choked me almost to death, you know, and things like that. And it took me a while to figure out. You know, I went through, I lived in domestic violence shelter. I've been homeless with two kids, you know, with nowhere to go. And it wasn't until I spent some time with God. One day I went to God and said, why am I here? Why did my second husband, why did I marry this man? He pushed me out of a car while it was moving, and I was pregnant with his child. At the time, I wasn't married to him, and I married this man anyway. You know, so I remember going to God, you know, all the counseling. You know, I'd gone through all the domestic violence shelter, all the counseling and things like that. But it wasn't until I went to God and asked him, why am I here? Where did I learn about relationships? And just had some deep conversations with him. And when God began to show me my value, he led me to a pastor that taught me that I was a daughter of God. See, I didn't know that I was God's daughter. I didn't know my value and who I was. And so I often say God showed me my value. And through my relationship with him, I used to tell my last husband that I have a day of deliverance that is coming. And so I went from being an abused, battered wife on welfare in Section 8 to a woman with a degree. I work for a marketing firm and traveling around the country doing what I do today. And I'm actually in the process. I have a book that's going to be released soon called Abused Woman, Be Empowered, where I talk about the transformation that took place in my life and how anybody that's going through abuse, domestic violence, can be transformed and have a triumphant life instead of staying and sticking in that situation that I found myself in. So my purpose and goal in life is to empower others to have that same transformation brought about in their lives.
I love it. You said that so well, and I commend you. You know, in your journey that you haven't stopped, that you haven't caved in, that you knew, like you said. I love how you said that. That your deliverance was coming soon. Oh, I love that. It was at hand.
Oh, yeah.
You had that inside, so we commend you for that.
Yes. So I often like, if you don't mind, I'll cite this poem to you that I wrote to my ex-husband when I was in the process of leaving, but I would always tell him I got a day of deliverance coming. And the name of this poem is called Wearing My Crown. And I wrote this to him when I left, and it says, I had no choice but to leave you. You see, purpose and destiny were calling to me. I wonder why it took so long for me to see that you were not God's best for me. I was desperate and lonely, you see. Now I'm letting my God love on me. My life is now more full of joy. I feel like a kid with a brand new toy. I now see the value in me. And man, you better not ever put your hands on me. Love for myself has now been found. I'm a queen, baby, and I'm wearing my crown. So that was the poem I left
love
when
it.
I
love it.
See, the queen don't take that.
Love it.
You know, so
I love it.
Yeah.
Right, because so you stood up. So that's a difference. I'm glad you did. Well, let me step back a little bit, because a lot of people have a definition of what they consider domestic violence. I think that's an individual meaning, and I know it's in our different, you know, dictionaries, and, you know, we have all the domestic violence, awesome, you know, charities and programs to support in that area. But in your, when you talk to ladies, when you talk to men, because it can happen in men and women and all kids as well, what do you ask, you know, in your conversation in regards, what is a working definition of what domestic violence, what it entails, and so you can see the signs of it to try to avoid it if you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the definitions for domestic violence and emotional abuse is that when a person has behaviors in a relationship, they're controlled. They want to control you. They want to control your every move, everything that you do, everything that you say. You know, it could be where you go. Some of the things that I tell women to look for, and you're right, it can be in men as well as women. I've counseled men, women. I've counseled lesbian and gay partners that are in relationships with people who are being abusive towards them. It may start out with name calling. So if a person is putting down, basically, if a person is not valuing you, you know, does something to you that is devaluing, that is one of the signs that you want to, you know, watch for. Withholding money, stopping a partner from getting a job, you know, different things like that. But you always want to be aware of how that person makes you feel, what they treat you like, what a person is treating you like when you are in a relationship with them. How do you feel when you're with this person? Are you scared? Are you nervous? Are you comfortable? Are you uncomfortable? Are they one way at some times? Are they another way, you know, at other times? I'm a real big on, I think today, in today's society, people go too fast because they want, see, a person to share their body with you, but they don't want to share who it is that they really are. And so I think, as you know, I have three children, and I know they think I'm old-fashioned. I do, you know, me personally, I live a celibate life. And I do try to encourage women to take the time, and men, to take the time to really get to know somebody, not to move too fast in any type of situation or relationship. I encourage people to be friends first, because a lot of times people will tell you more about themselves when they're your friend than they will when you just quickly get involved in a romantic relationship, you know, with them. And you want to be more aware. You want to pay attention. Not to be desperate, you know, try to find other things to do, because with me, like I said, when I left home, I was kind of desperate. I was lonely. I was looking for love, and I needed to learn how to love myself first, because I had not been taught that. So I teach a lot about, you know, being careful when you're vulnerable, because when we're vulnerable, we pick different, how to fill your life up with other things. Marriage or relationship is just one entity of your life. And so I talk a lot about the fact that everything that God made has a purpose. You have a purpose. And, you know, it may be to be in a relationship at this time and season in your life, and it may not be. But when you're not in a relationship, find out who you are, what makes you comfortable, what you like, and what it is that you dislike, you know, as well. And it started with when I sat down to ask myself some questions, like, where did I learn about relationships? Why was I here? When I counsel men as well as women, why are you in this relationship? Well, because I love him. That didn't answer my question. Why are you here? So you got to get down to the nitty-gritty. And it's hard to take a real – it takes a lot of courage to look at yourself. When I sat down and really looked at why I was in the relationships that I was in, I was desperate. I was lonely. I didn't want to be by myself. You know, and things like that. And so then I say, you know, so what can happen if I stay here? Let's write that out. What can happen if I leave? What can happen, you know, if I leave? So you have to try to dig deep inside to see what it is that's going on the inside of you. Because, see, it's one thing, Dr. Renee, for me to, like a lot of times when you're doing domestic violence counseling, a lot of focus is on the other person, on the abuser. You have got to turn around and put the focus on you, because ultimately I am responsible for my own life. Yeah, I love you, but I got to learn to love myself too. And as women and people, we got to learn how to put ourselves first. So here's the thing. If I'm sitting in a chair, me and you sitting in a chair across from each other, and you come in at 12 o'clock on Monday and slap me, okay, then I come back Tuesday and sit in the chair at 12 o'clock, and you slap me Tuesday at 12 o'clock. And then I come back Wednesday and sit in the chair, and you slap me Wednesday at 12 o'clock. Okay, here's the pattern. You're going to be slapping me probably Thursday at 12 o'clock, too. Why am I coming at 12 o'clock every day to sit in the chair when I know you finna slap me. Yeah, you may have a problem, but now I got to figure out what's wrong with me that I keep coming back. What's going on the inside of me? Yeah, the abuser has a problem, and my ex-husband did, but why am I coming back for it? Over, and that's what I had to go and do. And when I figured that out, you know what I'm saying, when I got along with God and let him whisper, you know, my parents were sick, and I have a good relationship with my mom today, but they were sick people. You know, they were addicted, so they didn't even know who they were. So they couldn't teach me who it was that I was, but the Bible says that when my father forsake me, the Lord will take care of me. And I had to go to God and say, I need you to whisper to me and tell me who it is that I am. My mother told me one day while she was sick and under the influence of drugs that I was nothing, I was nobody, I was never going to amount to anything. But I said, God told me this, you are a vessel that he used to bring me here. Who I am and who I become is wrapped up in who he is, his plan, his purpose, and purposes for me. You are just a vessel. You know, and so I had to go figure, I'm a daughter of God. I got value. I got purpose on my life. How can you ever fulfill your purpose when you got somebody sitting here beating you down mentally, physically, and emotionally? And if I keep coming back for it every day, he ain't the only one that's got some issues going on here. Obviously, I had some too. You know what I'm saying? And when I figured out I had some, I packed my stuff and left. You know, hey, I got to go. And I was physically and financially, I was very financially dependent upon my husband. I didn't work. He was the one who, whatever we had or brought home, we was on Section 8 or whatever, was what he brought. And I learned, and I teach people through my own testimony, God is a real father. He really is there, and he really, really will take care of you. So today it's a totally different story. I'm on no government assistance program at all.
Amen. I love it. I have to say amen. What they say in the church, say amen. I just love your passion, and you're a very strong lady. And I really, because we, and I'm going to say we, and forgive me, men, but a lot of ladies, I'll say men as well, because, you know, I can't foresee everybody's situation. But sometimes we can't even look our own self in the mirror. And like you just said, we need to do a self-evaluation of ourselves, because we got to stop some things. My mom used to always say, and forgive me what I'm going to say, listeners, a man would do what you allow him to do, and you know what I mean. So
right.
We as ladies, we as young women have to put a halt to that, because they are getting vibes from us. I mean, you know, and the young people in college, because domestic violence is getting real, it's going real high in our young people in college and high school level. So we got to bind together and get the services from the awesome Michelle Pillow, because this information that she's saying, our young girls and boys need to hear that before they even start dating. Because if they know they value, before those distractions come, and I'm going to say it's a distraction. Forgive me if I'm using the wrong terminology. I'm a psychologist, but that's what I'm going to term it. You know, when you go through these unfortunate, God keeps us, as we know, but it's good to know your values so you'll know how to be strong, just like you have done so wonderfully, Michelle. I commend you, because I'm sitting here like, wow. I've heard so many people talk about domestic violence, you know, survivors, you know, even the people that actually was doing the act, was the abuser, if you will. And It takes a lot of power for them to realize what you just said, to know your value. Because some people think that they deserve it, which, you know, I know that's not true. But I've heard a lot of your people think that they deserve what they've been through. And so I really, your platform needs to be all over the world, because we need that information that you're saying in regards to value. But what we're going to do real quickly, we're going to take a commercial break right quick. Just let our advertisers and our sponsors know we love them, love them, love them, and support them and all the things that they do. But when we're going to come back, Michelle is holding back again, another awesome piece that she's written. She's an awesome poet. I really love that first one, and I know we'll enjoy the next one. But she's going to tell us a little bit more about the, you know, a little bit more about the things that's going on, you know, the rest of the year and in the future. And then, of course, she's going to give us another poetry piece. And, of course, we got to find out how we can contact her and support her. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Dr. Renee Sunday.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nay Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
You guys, we're back. This is Good Deeds, and you know I'm Dr. Renee Sutton. I love our sponsors and our advertisers. If you want some more information about that, please go to our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. Again, that's www.reneesunday.com. We actually also is having a health and wellness teleconference that's starting this week. You know, we only do it on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. It's at 7:30, and we only do it for an hour. We only keep your hour. We have two phenomenal speakers. You actually get an opportunity to ask questions, so that's very powerful because all of us need to do things that we're more healthier than what we are to decrease all those things that making us have a disease. We want to have deep, get that out the way so we can live longer, so we can walk out our purpose. But we're enjoying a conversation with the awesome Michelle Ann Pillow. She's really giving us a real conversation, okay, about domestic violence, of how we really need to walk in our purpose and know our value. When we look in that mirror, we need to know we're queen, just like she said earlier. But she's going to actually tell us a little bit more about what things that's coming up the pipe. And then she actually has another awesome piece that she's going to actually grace us with.
Okay. All right, I'd be more than happy to do that. Basically, we have some workshops that'll be coming up. I'm in the process of networking with other women who are survivors of domestic violence and abuse. It really can be real challenging because once people become survivors, sometimes people never want to go back over their stories again. I met one woman who recently, she actually killed her husband in self-defense. She spent 15 years in prison for doing that. But now is back on the scene in Atlanta and doing some great things. Our goal is to bring a lot more awareness to domestic violence and abuse and actually get in the process of setting up programs for the abused as well as the abuser. So I have a website. It's called wearmycrown.com. That will be up. We're still working on the site. They promised me that they would have that done by midnight tonight, but you can go to wearmycrown.com, and it will have upcoming events. It's got my poems on there. I am in the process. I will be releasing two books this year. One of the books is called Abused Women, Be Empowered. We have a book for men, and in the future we'll have some more information on lesbian and homosexual relationships and abuse in that arena as well. I have another book coming out called Shaniqua, You Know You Don't Look Good in Spandex, subtitled Telling Your Girls the Truth, because sometimes we have to do that. So that's a little bit about what I'm doing. And you can reach me wearing my crown at yahoo.com, www.wearingmycrown@yahoo. Well, wearingmycrown.com is the website. And then you can send me an email at wearingmycrown.com as well. If anybody wanted to reach me for speaking engagements, my phone number is 770-906-7344. So we do speaking at different churches and functions. I am an ordained minister as well. And if you're interested in having a workshop, I'd be more than happy to come out and put on something like that too. quickly, one of the things that's important as I travel around the country talking about domestic violence and abuse to women is that we have to learn how to maintain, you know, as well. It's one thing to get out of a situation or to obtain something. It's a totally different ball game when it comes to maintaining, because we have to remember that our relationship with Christ, us growing in our walk, is, you know, it's a growth. It's a process that takes place. And so that I do have a section in the book on maintaining, you know, because we have to keep being aware, keep learning about relationships, you know, and things like that. So this poem that I am going to read to you next is called Who Do I Turn To? Can you hear me?
Yes, we're here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Who can I turn to for strength and strong arms? To whom can I turn? To who can I run? When my heart is bleeding and no one is giving me the love that I am needing, to whom can I turn? To whom can I run? When my life turns into darkness and in my morning there is no sun, to whom can I turn? To who can I run? When my life seems like it's over and all hope is gone, to who can I turn? To who can I run? It is to you, dear God, to whom I will run, for there I will find strength, love, comfort, and peace in your safe, secure, and loving arms. And
But tell us one more time your website. Someone just chimed in and said, please ask her to repeat her website.
Okay, the name of the website is Wearing My Crown, WearingMy. And then Crown, CROWN.com, wearingmycrown.com.
I love it. I love that. I love that. That domain. I love it. But we want to thank you, Michelle and Pillow, for taking time out and being with us in Good Deeds. And I don't know if you know or not, I'm actually here in Atlanta as well. So please reach out to Good Deeds so we can support you in your workshops, your coming up seminars and things. I actually know a couple of more ladies that's been on the platform that's actually there speaking out in domestic violence, so I can connect you with them as well.
Thank you so much. I just appreciate you so much. I know I've always enjoyed when I've come out to your different conferences and events, and you've always been so helpful and so supportive. So thank you as well. I really appreciate that. And if it's anything that I can do, you know, to assist them or you in the future, I'd be more than happy to do that. So.
Well, thank you. Well, you guys, you know, we just love it when we have, you know, the whole thing here, you know what we do here at Good Deeds. We want to educate, we want to motivate and inspire so we all can make wise decisions. All of us need inspiration. All of us need a lift hand up to somebody to help us. And that's what we love to do. But we're going to end the show with, you know, I have to do my spotlight person. Our spotlight person again for this week, I mean, he really loves Good Deeds. And I'm glad he's in our vision that he agreed in his spirit that he wants to support us. This is Stella Dawn, and the great song that we're going to actually end, and the awesome thing that Michelle actually told us as well, that we need to know our value. So what that means, we got to let go of other things, and we need to let God take care of it. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
I'm giving my life to you now.
When mountains seem impassable, I touch my knees to the floor. Before I stand back to my feet, I had the strength to push forth. I can't express how much I'm grateful to be favored by him, to shine a light on those who feel me until their money's well spent. And not no spark, I'm talking more like soaked in gas and then lit. So bright that Lucifer would have looked like he had dirt on his chest. We run the shopping malls, but run from many buildings where steeples are freedoms of being stripped and immediately lobotomizes the people. I'm slinging oil for friends who may end up in that lake burning. Your judgment doesn't concern me, it's just human discernment. I know I'm blessed, and if necessary, I give you my pants and my shirt. I pray my message is embraced and helps extend someone's church. Trying to save as many as possible before we're dropped in the dirt. Through my experience and wisdom from basic instructions before leaving the earth, encouraging folk how to heal and eventually never get hurt. God has mysterious ways, stop playing roadblock and delay, let him work.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.
Because of that love, we don't have enough to stand on the tips of our toes. Before our blessing can manifest, we ask God, please send us votes. And I know I say I lie. In truth, all my strength comes from him. I'm charged to bless those in seeking boats and close to abandoning ship. I pray you hear that God loves you and you gain some hope from my craft. Even though your family's grasping the pole and you're wet, pushing your wrath. This parent firmly believes in unlocking his children's genius. They shouldn't beef over turf and drugs. They should disagree on a thesis. But with every negative they embrace, their chances of freedom decrease. The least you can do, come on, pay attention while them babies is reading. I try to stimulate my seeds with things that inspire and feed them. Share with my kids the lessons I got when me and their mom took a legion. Keep a prayer for life of faith and your blessings will come in due season. You just at the base of the mountain, look at the peak and reach and stop peeking.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.
They call you dumb if you smart. They call you the man if you sell drugs. They call you a lame if you aren't. Never mind that. Keep saying impressed wood with intelligent thought. Similar to Noah when it was high tide and he was riding in his ark. He said it was coming. They said he was crazy and they kept laughing at him. So water washed away their grins and corpses floated by a ship. I try to give my people prophecy every time I beat sins. And again, I feel like I'm building a boat with every stroke of this pen. So the situation I'm faced with, embrace a cage of my demons. Instead of unleashing them on my people, instrumentals, I feed them. And they'll try to stop me with that stance, but I'm going to continue my thesis. Lay down rhymes so righteous it might just give me a seat next to Jesus. The number of people in attendance never faze me a bit, cause God will place me in front of the souls in which this message is meant.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.